California wines and Kentucky whiskeys are on the way out as the LCBO today removes American products from its shelves. This elimination comes from a directive by Premier Doug Ford in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs, which took effect March 4. The American president's executive order hit Canada and Mexico with 25% across-the-board tariffs, with a lower 10% levy on Canadian energy, as of 12:01 a.m. Tuesday. Hours after Ford's announcement, the shelves were mostly bare at the Timmins LCBO where U.S. products are usually found. The spirits section was completely packed away, and workers were busy stowing away the wine. During a press conference Tuesday afternoon, Premier Doug Ford said, "President Trump has chosen chaos by enacting the tariffs." Ford said the federal government has Ontario's full support in combating the U.S. tariffs. The LCBO is one of the largest distributors of alcohol in the world and sells around $1 billion worth of U.S. wine, beer, cider, seltzers and spirits every year. The more than 3,600 American products are sourced from 35 states, Ford said. According to the Premier, the LCBO will not be restocking any U.S. products going forward. Current stock will be stored away until tariffs end. The LCBO released a video of employees removing U.S. alcohol from its shelves with signs stating, "For the good of Ontario, for the good of Canada." The LCBO has shared video it shot clearing American-made alcohol from its shelves, installing a sign saying it's for the good of Ontario, for the good of Canada. pic.twitter.com/w9ij5mn Siobhan Morris, at COMOC-TV, March 4, 2025. Ford and other Canadian politicians are today continuing to rally against Trump's tariffs with counter-tariffs and other measures. On Tuesday morning, the LCBO website was shut down in order to make the changes. "Our site is temporarily unavailable while we remove U.S. products in response to U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods," the LCBO website reads, adding that in-store customer service is unaffected. A screenshot of the LCBO website on the morning of Tuesday, March 4, 2025. Toronto Today. In early February, Ford directed the LCBO to prepare to pull U.S.-made products if Trump's tariffs came to fruition. That plan was paused when the White House agreed to delay tariffs for 30 days. "Tariffs are a very dumb thing to do," says Trudeau. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday morning announced that Canada will implement 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. He said these Canadian tariffs will be in place until the United States tariffs cease. "Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite, but we will not back down from a fight," Trudeau said. "There are no winners in a trade war. We don't want this." The Prime Minister then addressed Trump directly. "Now, it's not in my habit to agree with the Wall Street Journal, but Donald, they point out that even though you're a very smart guy, this is a very dumb thing to do," he said. "Canadian tariffs will start on $30 billion worth of American goods immediately, with the remaining $125 billion tariffs coming into effect in 21 days' time," Trudeau said. "Your government has chosen to do this to you," the Prime Minister told Americans, adding the tariffs will affect everyday items and jobs in the United States. Ford called on the federal government to respond to U.S. tariffs more quickly, especially on infrastructure projects.